It's nice to get the opportunity again to be elected to Caherla, but I suppose to be fair today, even though it's a nice day and everything else to be elected, I would like to attribute today's achievement, to be fair, to my late mum who passed away there on the 9th of March, because at the end of the day, to be fair, only for mum's pushing and encouragement all through the years, I may not be here today, Donald, to be quite honest with you, and the fact that she's not long passed away is obviously, it's very much foremost in my mind, and it's a nice day, as we say, but it's also a sad day as well. But going forward, yes, it's great to be at it again, and going forward, there are many things I want to need to push on, promote for the year ahead. Obviously the yesterday in Lifford with the Minister James Brown there, it was great to hear, but as apparent anyway, and this is the N56, so hopefully something will come of that going forward. We all know something I've been pushing for since I got elected. That needs to happen, Donal, for going forward is one of the biggest things, one of the biggest problems in the county at the minute, alongside lack of social housing, lack of infrastructure. The N56 is the next one, water, sewerage, so on, etc. We have many battles ahead with Irish Water to get particularly now, to get upgrades and piping and sewerage everywhere. Chrysler, Dunfanaghy, Fulcara need sewer plants there. We've pushed for that. But all in all, it's going to be an interesting year ahead. Like, also as well, I want to touch on as well, we're not forgetting the people as well out there, you know, struggling, whatnot. There's a lot of people struggling with difficulties, health difficulties, mental health situations. There's still, unfortunately, so much of a stigma attached with mental health. Want to try and get those walls broken down the next year ahead, do anything we can on that. Also as well, sadly for myself, and I'm sure for my five colleagues as well, it's starting to break through as well again, the nasty end of it, that the banks are closing on people as well, the walls are closing on certain people. Bankruptcy is going to be coming an issue. Taking over houses again is an issue. There are people, sadly, again, falling into the trap of into debt, into problems, unable to pay their mortgages. And I just wish the banks would be more realistic with them and what they are. I feel the banks sometimes can come in very much with the big stick as such, and whereas maybe coming in just with the carrot and stick approach might be better. If need be, get ourselves involved as county councillors, try and advocate on their behalf. But I know that that's happening. It's in the background for some people. But what I would say to people, anybody in that situation with bank trouble or otherwise, particularly with mortgage trouble, look, if it's difficult for them to go to the likes of Mavis River, or maybe even talk to their bank or bank managers, approach the likes of ourselves, county councillors, the six of us are here in the Glantys area, and anybody in the area finds difficulty, Donald, I would say approach yourselves, and look, we'll do what we can to help them advocate on their behalf, because I'm aware of that at the minute going on for people, and it's sad again to see that starting to happen, especially with a housing crisis.
Your last period in the chair was coming into an election, and I'm sure that put a certain focus from your own point of view. You had to look forward to an election campaign at the end of your term. Is it going to be different this time that there isn't an election campaign? It's going to be a slightly different vibe, a slightly different focus?
I suppose a slightly different focus, all right, Donald, in the sense that just we don't have no election, but we still have the focus will be still the same of pushing on forward, still here to serve my constituents. As I said, like, there's many things that I want to push on for and advocate going forward, and in my year ahead, just looking to enjoy the year ahead in the chair alongside my five colleagues, backing me up where possible. And for the people of Glantys and the West Donegal, we're just going to do everything we can do in our power to highlight and push issues that necessarily might be left on the shelf as such. And I think this time in particular, just push the issues more out than wherever we can, like where possible. Particularly, as I say, with the people that are suffering in silence and mental health issues, bank issues, that sort of stuff, debt creeping in, not getting the proper help they need. And if I can do anything in the next year, I had to try and highlight that, try and get maybe some help to people anyway. It'll be a good year, Donal, and that's my ambitions for the year ahead, to be honest with you, alongside everything else that we do with the council, obviously, like. But at the end of the day, we can only do so much. But I think everybody, when they're in the chair, as you hear, they should use it to their advantage to do what they can do anyway, certainly to get issues out and open. And just, as I say again, touching back in it, to let people know, make people aware you're not alone, and it's okay not to be alright as well, like. No, none of us are perfect. We all have something bothering us from time to time. But I just think my big ambition in the year ahead is, because of different things, is to get people to get talking. My colleague Dennis McGee there has done a good thing there on Facebook there a couple of weeks ago as well, touching on the same type of thing, mental health and that, and fair play to Dennis for doing that. And I think just going forward, we need to just get away from the stigmas that are there at the minute, Donald, because it's very challenging at the minute. There's lack of houses, there's lack of social houses, there's people in dire straits, there's people really struggling, there's people in losing the work and stuff, losing their jobs. And the biggest crisis in Donegal at the minute, alongside Ayres Water, is there's no houses, Donald. There's no houses to rent. People are in the houses, their landlords putting pressure on them. They want to get people out, they want to sell the house, whatever the case may be. Those people then have nowhere to go. They turn to ourselves over to get onto the council list. That's fair enough, we can get them onto the list, but we don't have the houses then accordingly with the social end of it then to hand to them. The demand at the minute, Donal, is greater. The demand is greater than what is there at the minute, or the need is greater than what the supply of houses is there at the minute, and it's replicated across every county at the minute, probably in Ireland, never mind our own Donegal here. But obviously we're all going to fight our own corner when we're in our respective areas, and that's my ambition, Donal, for the year ahead, just to be fair.